Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Good Monday, everyone. Welcome in. Tom Crone is a guy who is a Republican conservative in Jersey, which is very, very difficult and often is a monitor. He's actually on the adjunct faculty of Dom Giordano University, our education indoctrination expert. And you know about David Hogg. They were out there over the weekend, by the way, Hogg and the other guy, saying that Trump's afraid of them coming off the NRA convention. And you know about the Second Amendment, anti-Second Amendment, not once, but twice that we've had walkouts around it, right? Well, there was a silent protest last Tuesday at a local high school, or at least it was attempted to do that, Timber Creek High School. They denied a pro-Second Amendment protest last Tuesday that was silent and not a walkout. Now, that seems to be a huge double standard, and the answer is yes, it is. Because we made the point when you had these walkouts, the initial one and the others, right? If you allow that, what are going to be the criteria for this? And what kind of difficulty you're going to be getting in where every cause and everybody wants to do something? How are you going to balance that? That's why these initial walkouts, and you know what the argument back, people died here. That's what you show me people dying, and you'll be able to have these protests. So joining us is Tom Crone on the Spring Dance Hot Tub Hotline on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Tom, welcome back. Good to have you.
Glad to be here. Thanks, Tom.
So what happened now? Your son is at Timber Creek High School, which is in the purview of Gloucester Township, of course, with the my favorite mayor. It's not Catch-22, although that place is run like that. What happened, Tom?
Well, as you know, this past Tuesday was a national protest for high school students to stand up for their rights, and it was a Second Amendment, pro-Second Amendment protest.
Mm-hmm.
Some schools across the country actually did walkouts similar to what they did back in April for the anti-guns, the Hoggets and
right.
All that. My son's, he has some friends. They're a little afraid. They know that the tenor of the administration, how things are. And he's like, well, I'm not afraid. He's like, I'm going to wear my pro-Second Amendment shirt. I'm not going to walk out. I'm not going to disrupt the school. I'm not going to cost the taxpayers money for police. I'm not going to make a big deal. I'm just going to have a silent protest, which is my right. I said, go for it. So he wore a shirt. It was an homage to the Gonzales flag. It says, come and take it, but has an AR-15 instead of the cannon.
Mm-hmm.
Knowing full well that the school hates that shirt, and he's had run-ins before about that. The insidious thing that comes about it is he has had run-ins in the past with that shirt. The school board went ahead and changed the dress code policy specifically to call any clothing with a firearm as being unacceptable.
Mm-hmm.
And they did that in December after he had run-ins with them back in October and some other times. So he does his silent protest, and he has a conversation with the principal, and the principal's like, well, you can't wear that. You can't do this. And you can't have a protest. You don't have a right to wear that. It's against school policy. And he had a great conversation with her, and I spoke with her afterwards, and she admitted fully he was very intelligent. He was very respectful. He argued his points well, but we're just not accepting them. So two problems. One, for the walkout, the anti-gun walkout back in April, the ACLU of New Jersey, on their own, went ahead and issued an advisory opinion and sent it to every school district in New Jersey, stating specifically that students have rights, even in the school.
Mm-hmm.
They still have a First Amendment right, and they have a right to free speech. And you shouldn't be punishing them any differently or you really shouldn't be punishing them for exercising those rights. Well, as I've reminded the school district, I've reminded them, my son has reminded them, I have a right in the ACLU says, like, what's the ACLU? That's the answer you get. Who are they? So, you know, that's bad enough. So he's forced to not have his protest, change his shirt, or he's out of school, basically. They were going to remove him from the school for this. So, you know, he sucks it up, and he's like, you know what? My education, I'm about to graduate. I can't miss any time in school. So he does what he, you know, and a person, you know, who's a little more mature than even and apparently the administration is, and he goes back to school. Turns out the school district, along with our friend Mayor, was planning to have this past Sunday another gun-grabbing march. And the school district gathered up these kids who went ahead and they went to the national protest in D.C. Back in April. And they had another march through the streets of Gloucester Township with a police escort and Mayor giving speeches about how wonderful these kids are. And by the way, these kids are wonderful. I disagree with their point of view, but they have every right to say it. My problem is the school district and now the administration in Gloucester Township has embraced them, and they become a cause celeb for them, while they have shunned, very similarly to what's happening in Parkland, the opposite. So, you know, we've got our local David Hogg here, who seems like a pretty good kid. He seems like a nice guy. He's intelligent. He's well-spoken.
Right. Well, Tom, it would seem to be a part of the thing, your son and the leader of the other side, there ought to be a school-wide debate, particularly when you get into the dog days of the year. That would be a salutary thing. It'd be a great thing to do. Why not do something like that? So what's your remedy? What do you want done?
Well, here, to that end, it's been asked. My son's been asking. He's like, I want a debate. Anybody on the other side, publicly in school, let the school moderate it. We'll sit. We'll even raise money for our own individual causes. We're just for the school itself. And told no, because that would become an unsafe environment. They couldn't guarantee people's safety.
If they had a debate?
If they had a debate, they couldn't guarantee
people's safety. Now, you see, right there, the principal and others, they just have lost their mind. They're not really educators. This obviously is an issue that can be done in schools. It's not something outlandish, and it's a way to blow off steam and not have all these walkouts and disruption to actually have a teachable moment.
They don't want a teachable moment. This is all about indoctrination. This is part of the social emotional learning, the SEL, that the Black Forest Pike Regional has embraced. It's all about feelings. It's all about teaching social justice now. And your rights are what we say they are, not that they're given to you by your creator. Which that sends them into a spin, too, when you tell them that. There is no creator according
to Black. Well, and again, we have a perfectly educationally sound remedy here to have a debate, again, to try to head off, because you and I know, I mean, these constant walkouts, ridiculous. And we don't want to then have a counter to the counter to the counter, have the big debate over this, and there might be a lot of interest on it. And your son and others that are pro-Second Amendment might have not have the home court advantage. This would be like playing the Celtics in the seventh game with them throwing stuff at you and all. But so if they're willing to do it, that's a good thing.
Like they say, we're from Philly and we're the underdog, and I don't care. So
yeah,
we are from Philly originally.
Well,
so
keep agitating on this, Tom, and we'll keep talking about it too.
I appreciate that. And maybe if we have the debate, you'll come and be the moderator for it.
Well, now that may, I was going to suggest that I would do that in a heartbeat, but I have a feeling that might be a much more unsafe environment.
Oh, I can imagine.
Yeah, I can imagine. Well, offer that up, Tom. Let's see if that sweetens the pot.
Absolutely. I intend to do that.
Thank you, Tom.
So Tom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.